Britain.
Submarines. In deep trouble. Britain's subs are at sea for too long, or not at all.
In the final days of August, one of Britain's four nuclear-armed Vanguard-class submarines, the government will not say which, limped back into the Scottish port of Faslane. Weary submariners, deprived of sunlight and fresh air for nearly 6 months, lay slumped against the conning tower. The hull was encrusted with marine growth. John Healey, Britain's Defence Secretary, watching on, hailed the sailors' extraordinary sacrifices. Yet such long patrols are also emblematic of a crisis in Britain's submarine force. Britain has two sorts of subs. Four Vanguard-class boats, known as SSBNs, carry Trident nuclear weapons. One is at sea at all times. Six Trafalgar or Astute-class attack subs, or SSNs, carry conventional missiles, track Russian submarines and gather intelligence, among other duties. That is the largest force in Europe. France has one fewer SSN, but it is stretched thin. One manifestation of that is increasingly long patrols. In the 1970s, nuclear-armed subs tended to patrol for up to 56 days, notes Rob Forsyth, a former submariner. HMS Victorious is thought to have spent 207 days, nearly 7 months, at sea in 2021, smashing previous records. In September 2023, another sub was at sea for 195 days. These far outstrip comparable American patrols, which average 77 days and have never exceeded 140. The average amount of time at sea has almost doubled over the past 3 years, note William Freer and Emma Salisbury of the Council on Geostrategy, a think tank. Another sign of trouble is that boats are tied up on land. Data collected by TBrit90, a naval watcher on X, a social media platform, suggests that not one of Britain's SSNs has been at sea for 60 days. The whereabouts of attack subs are typically secret, and the Navy says it can neither confirm nor deny these claims. But what is not in doubt is that such gaps are increasingly common. Last summer saw a similar window in which no SSNs were at sea. SSNs are the only British vessels that carry land attack missiles or can approach enemy shores to secretly gather intelligence or insert special forces. They may have been worked harder in recent years because of various crises, but their most important role is to sweep ahead of Vanguard class subs to ensure that Russia cannot track British nuclear weapons. Keeping tabs on Russian sub movements in the North Atlantic is a multiplayer game, says Tom Sharp, a former Navy commander. Our own SSNs are absent. The Royal Navy is, quite bluntly, not performing its assigned tasks. The root cause of this crisis is threefold. One is a lack of boats. Britain's Vanguard-class subs began to reach the end of their planned life in 2018. They have been used for longer because of dithering by politicians over funding replacements. Older boats need more maintenance, forcing those at sea to remain out for longer. The second is personnel. Sailors aboard SSBNs go without sunlight, fresh food and contact with friends and family. They receive just 2 60-word familygrams a week to which they cannot reply. As patrol times stretch out, they are more likely to quit. Those that remain are pushed harder, compounding the problem. The third is a familiar British disease, a crisis in infrastructure. The biggest problem has been a shortage of docks to conduct underwater maintenance, notes Pete Sanderman, the director of Navy Lookout, a website that tracks the issue. A steel hoist used to raise and lower submarines at Faslane failed certification. The manufacturer had gone out of business. The result was the loss of the lift for a year with no alternative dry docks available. That issue has now been fixed, and money is being poured into a new dock at Devonport in the southwest, says Mr. Sanderman. But these problems may take years to solve. The Navy is already committed to sending an aircraft carrier strike group, including an Astute-class submarine, to Asia in 2025. From 2027, it is due to keep a permanent SSN presence in Perth in Western Australia. On current trends, that is a tall order.